Blacks, Asians, Latinos, and other minorities mostly voted for Al Gore, but many say that these days they identify more with Republicans. NPR's Philip Martin spoke with minority voters who supported George W. Bush.
Can you pass me the socks? Thanks.
In the Calcinas household, home cooking, NFL football, and Sunday morning services at their evangelical church are weekly rituals. Eddie Calcinas runs a successful small business in Tampa and has twice run for office under the Republican banner.
I, as a Cuban American, have made a decision to be a Republican based on many things, the life issue and the issue of capital punishment as well. You know, it is biblical that if you take a life, you must pay with your own.
The politics of this conservative Cuban-American family are fueled by a fierce anti-communism, a passion which the Calcinas believe is shared by the Republican Party. That's why everyone, from the grandmother who arrived in 1968 to the 17-year-old who is looking forward to voting for the first time, is Republican. The whole family's energized by George Bush's election to the White House.
I don't think I feel powerful, but I do feel more secure.
Eddie's wife, Mercy, says she has high expectations for the Bush administration. Mercy Calcinas teaches at a nearby private religious school where the mainly Anglo students pay more than $3,000 per year in tuition. Calcinas says she would prefer a more diverse student body and believes that the president's promise of a school voucher program could help accomplish that.
Personally, I think vouchers would help minorities better themselves instead of pushing them down and not letting them grow. And vouchers would be an excellent way to reach the less fortunate ones.
It's a view shared by John Yoo, a Korean-American who, like Eddie and Mercy Calcinas in Tampa, is both an immigrant and a longtime Republican. Yoo, a constitutional law professor at the University of California at Berkeley, wants to see the new administration open America's doors even wider.
I'd like to see the party move towards more relaxed immigration policies that would allow more people to immigrate to the country and to link that to more free trade with other countries. And again, that's another example of a policy that a Republican administration can put together that doesn't rely, I think, on 1960s style approach to race relations.
You as a vocal critic of affirmative action. And he says the Bush administration must articulate an alternative to it that will appeal to minorities. Andrew Lee supports affirmative action. He, too, is Republican. He's also Native American, a member of the Seneca Nation.
You know, sometimes I have a lot of Democratic friends who give me a hard time about being a registered Republican. But when it comes to Indian affairs, we agree on most everything.
Despite friends who say he's a contradiction in terms, Andrew Lee makes no apologies for being a Republican. Seated at a conference room table at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government in Cambridge, he runs his hands over his colorfully embroidered vest. Lee, the executive director of Harvard's program on American Indian Economic Development, says he joined the GOP 8 years ago and has never looked back.
There have been Republicans who've been the greatest champions of Indian affairs. Think back to the Nixon administration, under which the policy of self-determination was originally crafted. And, of course, we have a number of supporters in Congress today, folks like Ben Nighthorse Campbell, John McCain, who ran for president unsuccessfully, but continues his strong support for Indian issues.
In casting his vote for Bush in November, Lee was sending a message that he wants something in return.
I think there are a number of things that I would like the Bush administration to do. Among them is to reform the Bureau of Indian Affairs, help tribes build their own capacity to solve their own problems. And of course, I think the new administration should come to the defense of the gains that tribes have made under the policies of self-determination and self-governance. That's good public policy.
Like many in the Republican Party, Andrew Lee believes that Bush has made a good faith effort to reach out to minorities.
How many of their black Republicans? About enough to put in a phone booth. But it's that our numbers are very low.
Spencer Leake, a Southside Chicago funeral home director, is a fourth generation black Republican. He was a delegate to the GOP convention last summer, and he believes that African Americans will support the Republican Party if the issues are framed correctly.
But what we depend upon for our support, not only for our local issues, but national issues, is those black Democrats who will cross party lines. And they are out there. And you've got to find them, and then you've got to energize them, and then you've got to activate them.
Leak admits this will be difficult, considering that more than 90% of the African-American vote went to Al Gore in November. But he would agree with Cuban-American Eddie Calcinas back in Tampa that over time, the Bush administration must be more inclusive.
Many that are in the leadership of the Republican Party only see white, and now we're going to see a president that has to be responsible for bringing about diversity and representation in the next 4 years of leadership. Otherwise, it's just simply not going to survive.
Many Republicans of color say that George W. Bush, by his selection of a cabinet that at least looks like America, has taken an important first step. Philip Martin, NPR News, Tampa.